Another big challenge for you, not only this weekend, but this week in a whole, three huge games.
Yeah, there is, but we only look at the next one, and Wigan away, a club I think will be, in my opinion, I think will go back up as champions with the strength and depth they've got, the quality they've got, the experience they've got. But that doesn't mean that we have any inferiority complex going there. We're happy and we know our squad and our group of players that if we're on top of the game, we can go and beat anyone. So we're going there with a mindset that we can win the game. We know we can win the game. We just need, you know, players to be performing at the top level, and we're not going to have to defend well when needed and called upon. But we've also got to show that creative spark that we have, and certainly clinical finishing, which we also possess.
They've had six successive clean sheets at home. You've scored in all your away games. Something's got to give, hasn't it?
Wow, good start, yeah. Hopefully it's their stat that's got to give, yeah. We've been pleased naturally with our away performances. Again, we've been clinical. You know, we've maybe not made as many chances as we had at home games, but when they've come along, we've taken them and defended when we've needed to. So, yeah, I think it'll be a mix of everything. But, and we're obviously going to be backed by a good following and a huge following, which always encourages the players. So it's a game to look forward to, and we're certainly in that mindset of doing that.
I'm going to say, is that the type of challenge you wanted after last week?
Yeah, it certainly is, yeah. You know, I think a lot of people will see the result and probably won't give us much chance at Wigan, but as I said, we've got a determined bunch of players. They didn't let themselves down last week. A lot of areas of the game, we were unfortunate, we've got to be honest. We played a lot better than we did when we won at Portsmouth, and a lot better than when we won at Gillingham, and that's football for you. We could have been better in certain things, as I said, the final ball, certainly first half, decision making wasn't good enough. But you know, come against a goalkeeper in fine form and a strong defensive unit, once they get a goal ahead, it was difficult to break down. We watched Sweden and Italy the other night, you know, in the last 15-20 minutes I only caught that goal game, but you know, Sweden was so difficult to break down the back end of the game, and we see it regular in football. So yeah, we've got to be better, there's no excuse, we've got a bit better to break them down. But he always felt once a penalty was missed, then it was going to be one of them days, unfortunately.
Will Tony keep the spot kick duties?
We will have to see.
Okay, fair dues. Squad-wise, how are you looking this week?
Yeah, I think we've got Adam Chickson, who's obviously long-term, and Timothy Dieng is just doing running at the moment, so he's not. So they're the only two out of the squad. So the rest, we've got a strong squad to choose from.
And the form of the squad in general, do you feel they're at a decent level at the minute?
I think there's some who are playing at the top of the game. There's a few that are playing really well, and a few have just sort of dipped a little bit, and there's a few still to come strong. And but as we say, you'll get that through a season, and especially in a squad. You just want to make sure you're getting enough good performances each game, and it doesn't matter who's performing, but as long as you've got your 7 or 8, you know, on top of the game, you can manage with 2 or 3 of a dip. And then next week it might be different, 2 or 3 with a dip, but you need consistency. So there's players who can be better. But there's players who have been very good early on, have quieted down. There's players who are now coming into form who weren't getting a game in the first part of the season. So it's a mixed bag.
And overall, I think if we'd have offered you fourth at this stage, you'd have taken that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, the amount of points, definitely. I don't so much involved in the table, but yeah, certainly at the beginning of the season, big change round, a lot of experience and good players. So yeah, but we look forward now. We've made a decent start, yeah, certainly. There's teams far stronger than us, squad-wise, but we'll keep at it and be positive, definitely.